So we have the goals, right?
Yeah, I'll throw them in that.
So we'll go ahead with the approval of the March 6, 2023 Planning Commission meeting minutes. Anybody have any problems with the meeting minutes from March 6th? Hearing nothing, do we have a motion to approve? Or did you have something, Commissioner Taylor?
I did not.
Looks like we're looking for a motion to approve the March 6, 2023 Planning Commission meeting minutes.
Commissioner Nelson, I will motion to approve the minutes.
We have a motion? Do we have a second?
Commissioner Gray, I second that motion.
Thank you. All in favor?
Commissioner Nelson, aye.
Commissioner Gray, aye.
Commissioner Kester, aye.
Commissioner Taylor, aye.
Commissioner Hatch, aye. The meeting minutes have been approved. And that takes us to the Planning Commission 2023 goals, and that would be Kayla.
Yes. And this is fast, I swear. No slides. I had you guys vote on goals from the general plan. You all responded, which is awesome, and there were clear winners that came out.
Clear winners.
Clear winners. So if you want to go with five, I'll share what my recommendations are, and then if you guys want to discuss and go from there. So the first one by and far was create a Kearns Town Center to serve as a social gathering place and commercial hub. You guys were all in agreement on that, yep. So hopefully that makes it in the top five. Four, enhance the safety, comfort, and visual attractiveness of the built environment. Mm-hmm. And then tied with that, increased walkability, including pedestrian and bicycle connectivity, accessibility, safety, and comfort for people of all ages and abilities. So four of you chose that one. And then we have the third here, strengthen Kearns commercial areas. Oh man, I thought we had five.
Let's see.
So then there's a tie for these others, or you guys could stick with the top four. But the other three that tied were preserve and enhance existing commercial activities, develop an attractive and economically viable warehouse district, or provide a safe, efficient, and connected transportation network. So two of those are economic development related and one transportation related. But yeah, for sure you have those four that came out on top. And then if you want to pick a fifth, I would recommend going with one of those that got two votes.
Could you combine like the preserving and developing attractive? Could you put just lump those two together?
Yes, I can definitely do that.
I'm just thinking, if we're going to develop an attractive place, we want to preserve and enhance, you know, that commercial activity in there too.
Mm-hmm. So
to me, those could go together.
Yeah, and were you guys happy with the other four?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I think so.
Okay, so what I would propose is provide a safe, efficient, and connected transportation network that allows access to existing commercial activities and new economic developments.
And that gets all three of them. Mm-hmm. There we go.
Good.
It's wordy, but it works.
Is everyone happy? I'll type it out for you guys.
Sure.
Back to you.
I'm sorry, what was that, Gray? Did you have something?
I feel like safe and efficient transportation goes guys into preserving existing commerce and developing now. I mean, I think that they really roll into each other.
I agree.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Cool.
Well done.
Nice.
Take those up, send them to you, and CC the council. Perfect. So they have them as well.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Other business items as needed.
I have one. Chair, if you want to bring this up.
Commissioner Taylor.
I got a flyer in my mail.
I got the same one.
You got the same one. There's an airport meeting.
Yes.
That on April 11th from yes. 6 to 8 at West Hills Middle School. And I'm hoping that all the commissioners could attend that to, you know, kind of see what's going on with the airport and kind of voice our concerns or, you know, talk about some ways that we can. My concern is safety and to mitigate that.
Huh? I would not be there to.
Oh, you have a board meeting. Maybe you can cancel it and go to it. But yeah, I hope that everybody would attend to that, so.
So.
Yeah, keep,
go ahead, Greg.
Is it possible, just send out a calendar invite for that? I'd love to.
Yeah, I can send that out. I could even take a picture of the flyer and maybe put it on. It would be okay to put on the Kern's.
I was just going to ask that. Is that
Facebook
or
page or something?
So I think you can check with the mayor. The mayor runs the. Well, actually, I shouldn't say the mayor.
Because I know that she probably had them mail them out to everybody.
Yeah, I would just check with the mayor
bounce
on
it
that.
Off for her.
Okay.
Because technically, it's the Kern's council page.
Right.
Well, actually,
the K-Town one's not.
The K-Town is not one. That, so here's where we are. So Kern's Metro, as you know, had an official Facebook page
right.
that the council voted to do away with it for a while because of how it, they didn't have rules of order and procedure
right.
Of how it, or rules of conduct, I should say. And then we had somebody who was impersonating that we had to send a cease and desist letter to. But they've just hired an IT we're in the process of hiring. They've approved somebody. We're negotiating a contract to manage the Kern's Facebook account. So once that's in place, then they will set up a Facebook account.
Okay.
The K-Town page, I believe, is run by the community council, isn't it? Or
this seems like it.
There are so many.
I believe K-Town is done by the community council, yeah. But I might be mistaken. So as of right now, what Kern's does have is an official web page, which
okay.
is where the mayor can post it. I think
Mayor Dinkin as well.
Yeah.
So if we have permission from the mayor, we can post it from our end.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just reach out to
there's a Kern's Community Concerns page on Facebook,
yeah.
which seems a little more official. And K-Town is where
it's
we post about lost dogs.
Yeah, but and neither one of them are official
yeah.
Facebook pages of the Metro Township.
Could you put it on as like, hey, I got this letter in the flyer, or I got this flyer in the mail. Hope it you know, if,
yeah.
maybe we as Kern's residents should, you know.
On K-Town, you can post it as yourself. You
yeah.
can go in there and you can post it. You have to actually, I think, go in and be accepted.
Right,
accepted,
yeah.
Then you can post
yeah.
it.
There's always that next door thing, too, that I sometimes get.
I don't know. Well, I'll call Kelly and just. Air Bush, and then we can go from there.
I was just going to let you know that part of that meeting, the steering committee was invited to, and I am not going to be able to make it because I have a sign conference that I'll be at, but I'm going to sign Curtis in my place,
okay.
Crossed, or one of his staff. So we will have someone there representing
okay.
from the staff end, too.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I had one thing. On the training, there was I should have made my notes. The one where you had to log on and wanted you to put in a credit card for $10.
I can't find there
was a workaround last time. I don't remember what it was.
I looked for
that link. So you're talking. So there's that the requirement that we have 4 hours of training, and that's
yeah.
in addition. Are you talking? So
it's the land use one, wasn't
it's
it?
It's the land use
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
So that's they're asking for $10.
Yeah, same thing that happened last time. But there was a workaround. I remember
yeah.
you had a workaround,
I
but I can't remember
free.
What it was.
If you have a code.
Yeah,
you
have to put
the
in the code.
Yeah, when you.
You know what I would suggest, Wendy, is have someone check with. I think that's from the Land Use Institute of Utah.
Yeah,
that's
I
the one
so
that has set that up, and see if they are still providing the code mm-hmm. this year. Maybe they're
sure.
updating the training.
Okay.
And then we have the 3-hour training that we're going to set up
mm-hmm.
with all the other planning commissions and
right.
do that. Together. You, of course, still need to do the Open and Public Meetings Act
right.
training annually.
Which is really fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
did
that
one already.
So I would, again, get that done. Send a certificate to Joe, because technically he's the chair. He's responsible for making sure you all do it. Keep one for your records and copy Wendy
mm-hmm.
so the MSD knows who's, so we can bother you if you haven't got it.
Yep. That Open and Public Meetings, if you haven't done it, it's super quick. I'm
going to test.
Oh.
Confess. I'll do it this week.
We're still early
year.
In the year, so you
yeah,
guys are still
confess.
We're just trying to get ahead of the curve so we don't miss it.
I haven't done it
perfect.
Yet this year either.
That's I'm the only other that. Thing that I think I had.
All right. Cool.
Anybody else have any other business? Commissioner Kester, Gray?
I do not.
All right.
Thank you all.
All right, do we need the motion to adjourn?
I might be sending emails about an arts commission, but I don't think that's really related to the planning commission.
Okay. Do we need a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
Do we have a second?
I second.
All in favor?
Commissioner Gray, aye.
Commissioner Nelson, aye.
Taylor, aye.
Mr. Hatch, aye.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you.